Okay. My name is Adela. I am 12 years old. Today is November 24th, and I'm speaking with my Uncle Chris. We are recording this interview in Los Angeles, California. Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What were you like as a child?
As a child, I was very mischievous. I like to play a lot. I used to help my mom a lot around the house whenever she would ask me to help her. I really didn't grow up with little brothers, so I was the smallest. My brothers were all older than me, so yeah, really didn't have nobody to play with.
So when were you drafted, or when did you enlist in the military?
I enlisted. I was still 17 years old. I was in high school, my senior year. That's when I enlisted.
Can you describe a funny moment from boot camp?
A funny moment in boot camp? Huh, let me think. Well, while you're in boot camp, there are no funny moments. The funny moments come, like, right now, out of the memories I have from boot camp. I know we used to get trashed all the time on the quarterdeck, like PT'd. I guess one of the funniest moments was when we tried to sneak out peanut butter from the chow hall, hiding it under our covers. Our drill instructors kind of find out that we were trying to take food from the chow hall. They had us information, and they told us, okay, we know somebody's trying to steal food from the chow hall, so we're going to find out who it is.
Did you get
so you
trouble?
Need to remove your covers at this time. And I thought I was the only one, but when I removed my covers, I could just hear stuff falling all over around me. So a bunch of us were trying to take peanut butter from the chow hall. Yeah, we got in trouble. We got trashed pretty bad for that one.
Oof. What was basic training like?
It was hard. It was hard because you have no communication with the outside world whatsoever. You don't know what's going on. You don't have newspapers. You don't have news, TV. You don't have radio. You don't have phone. You have no contact with anybody whatsoever. The discipline is pretty tough. They discipline you pretty hard. So it's kind of hard being away from your family and not being able to talk to them in those stressful moments.
Yeah. Where did you serve during the war?
I served in Afghanistan. I was deployed in, I believe it was February 2002.
And what did you do there?
We basically ran operations, whatever operations came about. Our command, I was part of MSPF, Maritime Special Purpose Force. So our operations were just get in and get out.
Oh, wow.
So we were just on standby for whatever came up.
Was it hard?
It was. It was being hard away from the family. It was scary.
How did you stay in touch with family and friends back home?
It was kind of hard back then since it was in 2002, there was really no...
Yeah, there's no electronics, no phones.
No cell phones. Well, there was cell phones, but service was very, very expensive. We really didn't have any landlines out of the base we were operating at the time. So we had access to email, but we couldn't talk about a lot of stuff. It was just pretty much like, hey, Mom, I'm okay. Don't worry. I'll talk to you whenever. Basically.
Could you talk to them like whenever you want? Or?
No, we had no access to cell phones. We had no access to landlines. So it was pretty hard. Communication was pretty hard.
That must be like really, really hard. Can you describe how you felt coming home from combat?
Coming home from combat, I was happy. I was just happy to, get away from from those lands. It was hot throughout the years, got up to 140 degrees out there.
Wow.
It's no shade, it's, you know, all desert. There's no commodities like you have here. We had no like Pizza Hut or Burger King or McDonald's. It was all military food, which is,
which is like not, the, I forgot what they called, the
MREs.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
but the food isn't that bad, I guess. What are some fun things you and your friends did together while you were deployed?
Well, you know, we just try to have fun, make the time go by a little bit faster, make the stress go away. Because you have to have fun out there. You have to joke around.
Yeah.
As much as you can, you know. That's the only family you have with you. Is your buddies, the ones to your right and left. I remember once we were at Masira Island. They had a bunch of different units from all over the world stationed there. And they had this wooden camel they built, where every unit that used to have it outside their staging area or their tents used to put their unit name on it. So it was filled with all these different unit names from all over the world. So the purpose of that camo is you're supposed to steal it from whatever unit had it outside their tent.
So it was like a game?
Yeah, it was like a game. A lot of these units were specialized, so they were kind of discreet. You never found out whenever they took it. The camo just appeared outside their tent. And you never saw how they took it. So us being Marines, infantry, one day we were out in the mess deck, and I remember they had wine. So yeah, we had quite a bit of wine. We got out of there kind of drunk, to be honest. And when we were walking out, we saw this camel tied up there, the wooden camel. And we're like, I think we should steal it. So we all agreed, it was six of us, you know, but instead of being stealthy, we were being loud and clumsy. So, you know, we're running with this camel, and the camel had a bunch of cans tied up to it. So we were making a bunch of noise while we were running through this camp with the camel, and everybody found out that we were stealing it. It was pretty funny and embarrassing.
Did they steal it back?
Yeah, eventually another unit just stole it back from us.
Did you guys keep it long, or like was it?
No, you only keep it for about, I don't know, maybe half a day before somebody else takes it.
That's a little bit. What are some things you miss about being in the service, and what are some you are glad to have left behind?
I think there are more things that I miss about than things that make me glad I left. I don't really think I could give you a reason that I was glad I left. I miss the brotherhood, the discipline, the camaraderie, the travel. I got to travel to many countries around the world. You know, I had some pretty decent experiences. The training, you can't get that type of training anywhere else in the world.
Yeah, it's true. Do you still keep in contact with like some of your?
I do. Most of my. My buddies from my platoon, I keep in contact with them.
Did you have a nickname? How did you get it?
Yeah, a couple of my friends from the platoon started calling me Cowboy. Since, you know, back home in Mexico, we're always wearing our hats and our boots.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, they saw a few pictures of me like that, and they started calling me Cowboy.
Tell me about your siblings. Were you close with them?
Well, I was close with them in the manner that I lived with them, which is my twin brothers that are younger. They're relatively about, I say, 9 years younger than me. So yeah, I didn't play much with them. I just, you know, I just had them around the house, and they used to just freak me out because they were noisy and they used to cry a lot. and they used to be really mischievous, so mom would always be chasing them around with the chancla, trying to, you know, beat them. And
but my grandpa.
Yeah, grandpa was never really around. I think my mom's the one that used to discipline them the most. And she did well, I think.
Chancla, bell. Did you like school? Why or why not?
I did not like school, actually. I don't know. It's just something about me. I cannot be still in a classroom or in an office, for that matter.
Did you get in trouble?
I did. I got suspended in elementary school twice. I got suspended in junior high twice. High school went by pretty smooth, I must say, but I'm a person that really likes to be out and about, even in my jobs. I can't be sitting down in a chair for more than an hour.
You like to like get up and do things?
Yeah, basically.
What are your most vivid memories of school?
Pretty much the friendships and all the fun I used to have in school with them. I recall a few teachers that have really like touched my life. One of them in elementary school, which was Mrs. Castillo. She was Native American, and she would always be placing all kinds of incense in the room. We participated in the Mini Olympics with her, and she would make us meditate, and you know, we used to meditate listening to Native American songs.
Oh,
with incense, and I think that was pretty fun. She was a pretty cool teacher.
What grade was that?
That was in the 5th and 6th grade I had her.
Oh, wow. Tell me about your most happiest moments together, like with my tia Caro.
Happiest moments were when Fer and Johnny were born. You know, I got to be inside the hospital. Well, it was a private clinic. I got to be inside next to her when she gave birth to both Farrah and Johnny. That was, you know, two of the happiest moments of us together.
Mm-hmm. Describe your first date.
Our first date, it was pretty fun. We went to a place called Grutas de Cacao Milpa, which is some underground, huge underground caves. I never even been to that place, so I remember she invited me to go visit. So I went along. We had a great time.
Did you guys get lost or?
No, because it's kind of a guided tour.
Oh, okay.
It's a guided tour, and it's well illuminated. It's a big tourist attraction down there. So we went there, then we went to eat some mariscos. Pretty much spent like 12 hours of the day together. It was pretty fun.
It does seem like fun. When did you know that she was the one?
Well, I've known my wife since we were little, pretty much. So we used to keep in touch our whole life. I pretty much know I knew her whole life story and she knew mine. It was pretty easy getting along with each other.
So you guys were like childhood best friends?
Kind of? Not best friends, but we were good friends. I never really imagined I would, you know, be with her someday. I never even crossed my mind until I believe it was our first date. Because we went out as friends and we came back as boyfriends.
Oh my God. What did my grandparents say about it?
No, they were pretty happy. They like her a lot. They know her.
Oh, yeah. Can you tell me the story of how you got engaged?
Actually, when we got engaged, we actually moved in together. That's a funny moment. Her and I decided one day just to take off and go live together. I remember her parents were looking for her, and they filed a kidnap report or something, and like I had all law enforcement looking for us, and
you guys ended up being together in like the house or something.
Yeah, and we had to go to the it was called the Ministerio Público in Mexico, where my wife told them that no, that she had left on her own and she wasn't being kidnapped, and you know, her parents had to calm down.
They were over exaggerating.
Yeah, really over exaggerating. I was scared for us. That we were both going to jail or something.
Well, it's pretty much it. Well, there's the question that I deleted. But how did you find your way to your career now?
My way to my career, pretty much by my younger brothers, my twin younger brothers, that, you know, one day they were already working at Metro as service attendants. And one day they called me up. They're like, hey bro, they're hiring for Metro Trans Security. We think you should apply. I'm like, oh, I think so too. So went ahead, applied. Passed all the exams, the testing, the interviews, which was like 5 of them.
Oh, wow.
And here I am. I'm happy at my job. And I'm glad, you know, I'm glad this opportunity came about for me.
What were your perceptions of before this interview, and did they change?
No, well, I've been interviewed many, many times. I must say this is one of the easiest interviews I've had. Usually in before interviews, you know, I get a little nervous. I'm not a big interview person, but you know, I feel pretty comfortable.
Because like you're used to it now.
Yeah, well, I feel I'm pretty comfortable. Just giving an interview to my niece about, you know, my life, a few things about my life. And, you know, I hope it really helps you out, whatever you got going at school.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's pretty much it. Thank you for letting me interview today.
You're welcome. You know, I'm glad to help if you need any further assistance with your projects. Not only this, just go ahead and let me know.
Okay.
Help me. More than happy to help.
Okay.